October 2nd. Do you think this would help? 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 5, and then verses 14 through 15, New King James. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. The encouragement to live differently was a constant theme in Paul's letters, but the directives were typically not the first thing Paul would cover. His usual letters begin with laying out what Jesus had done for them and who they were now because of his work. The letter to the Thessalonians, considered to be Paul's first letter, was not as strong on the theological impact of Christ, but we do see glimpses of that truth in the 5th chapter. Paul refers to the believers as being sons of the light, sons of the day, not of the darkness. He's obviously speaking to their spiritual condition. When someone receives Christ, they're regenerated by the Holy Spirit inwardly. Their spiritual nature changes, and no longer are they considered a child of darkness. God is light, and his children are light in the Lord. It's a spiritual truth that believers are called light and unbelievers are called darkness. It may help us to understand why people without God do and think the way they do. Paul then gives some simple instructions to the Thessalonian church. Remember, this was a church that was doing pretty well as far as their faith and love were concerned. Now Paul is reiterating how they are to treat people. Warn the unruly. The word unruly has been translated as idle, lazy, insubordinate, undisciplined. Paul said to warn these people, don't criticize them. Warn them that they are on the wrong path. And to comfort or encourage the faint-hearted. We don't usually refer to people as faint-hearted, but the word comes from two Greek words meaning little and mind. Little-minded. The King James Version says to comfort the feeble-minded. Maybe the better definition, is fretful and worried. Interesting that being little-minded is being fretful and worried. That's not fun to hear, but I do know that when I am fretful and worried, I'm definitely not thinking big. Uphold the weak. Help the weak. Don't walk on the weak or take advantage of them. And then my personal favorite charge, be patient with all. I looked up the word patient, hoping for a loophole, but it means to be long-suffering with all. Looked up the word all, and again, no loophole was provided. All means all, everyone. Oh, joy. Followed that up with not returning evil with evil to anyone. So not only was the church to help and not hurt people, the church was encouraged to be patient with all people and not to pay back when something wrong was done to them. Oh, and always pursue what is good for everyone. Look for a win-win resolve. So here's my question. If we, as the Church of the Lord Jesus, took these instructions to heart, do you believe it would make a difference? I believe it would help. Following these simple directives as children of light would set us apart as a beacon of light in a dark world. God always knows what he's directing us to do. What he says is always for our good and his glory. Prayer. Lord, help me as a child of light to walk the way you've directed. I believe this would make a difference in my world.